Well, here we are again talking about spirit and determination, both of which were in abundance as we kept our playoff hopes alive with a 1-0 win at Oxford. Danny Mandroyu's penalty sealed the win, but equally impressive was Lucas Jensen, who now has kept more clean sheets than any other keeper in the division. But speaking after the game, he was keen to share the credit throughout the team.
I think we dug in. Tough game. We knew what was on the line, in all honesty. But we could play with the freedom because we got nothing to lose. I think they were a little bit nervous, and once we like got into the game, settled a little bit, I think we showed on our counter-attacks our quality on the ball. Even though they had most of the ball, I think we still showed our qualities.
And a key moment in that first half was that flying save you made at the feet of Tyler Goodrum. Just talk us through that moment, because it falls almost slow motion to him at the edge of the penalty area.
You know, I was just trying to close the distance and get close to him, because a striker will always shoot low, because they will feel like under pressure, and then if I come flying a pass, then yeah, hopefully it hits me, and that's what happened.
Now for the penalty, we all look down one end of the pitch, we don't know where you are. Do you watch what's happening? Do you turn around and just wait for the reaction?
In all honesty, I was trying to do it as slow as I could, just walking away from it, and then once you hear either our fans or their fans celebrate, you know what's happened. So. To be fair, I was nervous in that one because, again, we had to score it and we had to get the 3 points. But some coolness from Dano, and he brought it home.
And then second half, you made one flying save, but actually it was a lot of just the what you would probably call the goalkeeper basics, coming in, claiming crosses, being commanding, that you had to deal with.
Yeah, I think that's one of my strengths, to come and collect crosses. So I don't mind these type of games because we've got a good defence ahead of us. So if the ball is too far away from the goal, they'll head away. If it comes in, I'll hopefully collect it. And that's what I did today. So, you know, these games actually suit me very well, where we have to defend it in. And obviously the red card doesn't help, but, you know, make it a little bit more interesting for the fans. And yeah, we came out on the good side.
And you must have real belief in that dressing room. It's still going to be difficult, of course. Oxford has still got it in their hands, but to be in with a shout with two games to go.
I think you should have seen the lads after the game, how we celebrated it, because everything is still to play for. And they got a tough game against Stevenage, if I'm not mistaken. We'll see what happens. We just have to do our job, get the 6 points, remaining 6 points, and then, you know, if we get there, we get there. And if we don't, we'd have one hell of a season. So I'm crossing everything that we will get there.
And it felt like, sat up there, that it was a home game at times, the atmosphere. What was it like for you on the pitch?
I think we got one of the best fan bases in the league. Definitely the loudest for the amount of numbers we got. You could see how much it matters to them. And obviously, when it mattered that much for them, it mattered the same for us. And we always play for the fans. And when they bring those numbers, being even louder than a full stadium of Oxford, then that's something special.
And of course, to get two wins could mean two more clean sheets. A clean sheet on Saturday potentially could secure the Golden Glove for you. What would that mean to you as a goalkeeper? You know, we hear from strikers being the top scorer and getting that Golden Boot, but for a goalkeeper for this season, after what happened to you in League One last year, what would it mean to you to get that?
Everything. It's a personal goal. Over Christmas, I never thought we would get it because we are quite far behind. But the run we've been on has been amazing. All the clean sheets we kept, the way we played, all the points we collected. So it's a massive thing for both the goalkeeper and all the defenders, because it's a joint thing. But for me personally, it'll be one of the biggest achievements I've got in my football career so far, if I can manage to get it. Still loads to play for, so I'm not going to look at it yet, but I have my thoughts of where it could happen.
And I've seen you've got a big scrape down your leg as well, getting a bit of a knock, I think, on the way in. Quite high up as well, isn't it? It's a bit of a nasty knock, but it won't mind when you're coming home with 3 points, is it?
No, not at all, mate. To be fair, I didn't even realise before you mentioned it, because I think the adrenaline is still going in my body, because we just wanted to get those 3 points and I wanted to get the clean sheet as well. So, you know, if we get a small nickel, it won't matter before tomorrow. We won't feel it before tomorrow. So, you know, I'm just over the moon to get the 3 points.
Yeah, full credit to Lucas and all the defenders for their roles in keeping so many clean sheets this season. The fans deserve their credit too. They were once again singing Michael Skubala's name throughout the game, and he could not have been prouder of his players.
Oh, unbelievable. You know, we said before the game, I just said, look, you're a special group. You play for the shirt. and you know, just give everything and everything will be enough, and then we'll see what happens at the end. And I just thought tonight what you saw is a team, I can't really pick anyone out, you know, big save at the start, people in midfield running, I don't think I can pick anyone out, but and even at the end with 10 men, you just saw what a team and what resilience and yeah they have. I'm just so proud of them again, you know, and we just said let's try and keep it alive, let's try and put some pressure on them to go to Stevenage, and yeah, I was just, you know, just so pleased.
There were some clear-cut chances in that first half. Did you feel it was going to be one of those nights where you were going to rue those missed opportunities?
Yeah, we knew that we couldn't come here and dominate the ball. We know they like to have the ball, but we thought we could change shape without the ball and get a bit higher pressure and try and catch them on the counter. And I think, you know, we did catch them a couple of times. Freddie probably could have caught them early, and then Lucas made a couple of big saves. But as the game settled, I thought we settled into the game and got some other chances. And yeah, we knew we were never going to dominate the ball here. They're a good team. They can dominate the ball. They are where they are for that. But we did think we could hurt them in certain areas, and we pinpointed their weaknesses. And I think to a man, they stuck to the game plan really, really well.
And Danny Mandroy, cool as ice.
Cool as ice, yeah. I think when he gets those penalties, we know he's going to score them. I have no problem. Yeah, but great penalty, and it was to run it down as well. So I think again, like everybody was working so hard for each other out there, and when we went to 10 men, you could see how hard we were working. And crosses coming in the box, people winning headers, people putting bodies on the line. That's what you need in these moments. And yeah, just again, just to a man done brilliant.
Yeah, some clean sheets are easier to come by than others, but tonight certainly wasn't the case.
No, not easy. But again, you know, this team is good at keeping clean sheets, and we were disappointed come off the back of Wigan for the way we conceded a couple of goals. But you know, the most important thing is how we react. We've been on a great run. We've lost one game, and then we try and win this game again, and it just shows you, you know. Yes, we're in playoff chasing opportunities, but away from home here at any stage of the season is a great 3 points.
Rico Hackett is the downside of today. What's the problem there?
Yeah, we think he's dislocated his shoulder, so he started like a house on fire, didn't he? And he was brilliant, and he got jinky in the middle of the pitch, and then I think he's landed on his shoulder, so he's gone straight to the hospital. So I actually don't know where we are. I've just heard he's probably done his dislocated his shoulder, yeah.
And Dylan Duffy, who would have been a like-for-like replacement, you feel, in the coming games, then goes and gets the two yellows. Any argument over that?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want that to spoil the night. I'll look at it back, but it, yeah. Maybe he could have stayed on his feet a little bit longer, and yeah, but it's going to be it's one of those things, isn't it? It's one of those things. But I'm just proud of the guys that stuck it out for 10 men, and we get going again.
And I saw Des Buchanan, their manager, trying to get the crowd G'd up and get them going numerous times during the game, but you didn't need to do that at all with your supporters tonight, did you?
No, the fans were great, and I can G the crowd up as much as I like. Our players love it, so the more bring more noise as much as you want, we get better. So yeah, but our travelling fans today, I just said to the lads, listen to those fans, they're so proud of you, they've seen the hard work you've put in, and yeah, I think they were brilliant, and thank you very much for the support.
And it is a roller coaster, this chase for the playoffs at the moment. You go up, you go down, you go back up again, but the pressure goes back onto them on Friday now, doesn't it?
Yeah, let's be honest, they're in the driving seat. They're still in the driving seat, so they've still got, if they go and win the game, it's going to be, you know, that's it. But, you know, let's hope Stevenage and Steve Evans can do us a favour. But yeah, they're still in the driving seat, we know that, but it's, at least we've come here and done our bit and got our job, and let's hope we can. They can drop some points, and we go into Cheltenham next week looking for 3 points and still in it.
And of course that's the big overall picture, but tonight Lucas Jensen's gone top of the Golden Glove charts as well, and we talked about this yesterday at the press conference. You know, it's a remarkable achievement for the defence, and he even talked about it at Christmas thinking we might not get there, but now you know, he's in the driving seat with that, isn't he?
Yeah, I think it's a remarkable achievement for the whole team, because the way we put pressure on the ball, the way we try and stop crosses, the way we try and head things out in the box, the way we press the teams, and then eventually when it does come in, we've got the big man to do what he does. So, you know, we work really hard in our defensive shape out of possession, and I think it's credit to the big man, because he has to make big saves like he has today, and I thought he was awesome at coming for crosses as he does. But I think it's credit to the team, because everyone's working so hard in front of him to stop things coming in.
Yeah, and I guess that's, like I said to him, you know, two more clean sheets could get you to where you'd love to be, couldn't it?
Yeah, definitely. So let's, fingers crossed, we'll recover and we'll go again.
And just for the fans who have been maybe listening tonight or maybe on their way back tonight and haven't got a ticket for Cheltenham yet, what's your message to them?
Yeah, try and get down there, because the support is amazing. It really does help, and hopefully they can just, you know, G the lads on to keep pushing, and if we're in it still, then let's go at Cheltenham.
Yeah, there's still work to do, but with two games left in the regular season, we can dare to dream, can't we? Join us again on Thursday as we look ahead to what has just become a massive trip to Cheltenham.